I just want to, on behalf of Creekwood, again, express our delight to Jayapal. And I've been corrected, and I appreciate that. I believe the way you pronounce, I've been saying Shoba, but it's Soba. Is that better? Imagine that. I've had to learn the language a little bit better. But for Jayapal and Soba, what a blessing it is for you to be here and for us to be able to get to spend some time with you and learn more about the work. And I know the sponsors of the children in the children's home enjoyed getting letters from them and hearing more about that. And we're delighted to hear your report, brother. But we just wanted to let you know how thankful we are for you, for Soba, and for the work in your kingdom, in God's kingdom, in Raleigh. So come bless us. And I know he's got a lot of pictures, a lot to say. So let me be quiet. Let him speak.
Andariki vandanamulu in our Telugu language. I am saluting you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to you all. This is a great privilege to have with us this wonderful evening and worship with us. It's a great opportunity God given to us to share the fellowship and worship. We never think so, such kind of experience in our lives. But our Lord Jesus Christ gave this wonderful opportunity and experience along with my wife this year. It's a great experience in our lives, in Christian lives. So many Christian brothers and sisters praying for us. That we know that because we are in the battle among the Hindu radicals, among the Muslim radicals also we have faced in India. And most of them, many denominations also attacked in many ways for the growth of the body of Christ and stop the kingdom of God in any way. So we faced so many things, and especially we are touched many villages in rural areas and remote areas. We go by walk in many miles and many kilometers we can walk and preach Christ crucified. Since many years we are working such kind of work, but God always behind us. He protect us, he save us in many dangers and many forest area works. So your prayers and your encouragements giving good boost and good encouragements for the India Lord's work. Recently we are starting many new congregations in many, among the many Hindu people. But we slowly and steadily, we carry the gospel. Whatever we are doing there, you are always behind us and behind the Lord's work there. Thank you very much once again for this, giving this opportunity to see all of you and share the love and share the fellowship. Especially this year, we share the worship service. It's a great, amazing in our lives. So many children are looking for my arrival. When I go back, they learn more things from my experiences and their sponsors and their foster parents who are give the life and give provide the shelter and most of the good education you provide your children in India. Thank you so much once again all the sponsors and our most respects to the respected elders and deacons and missions committee and the ladies class and also all the saints. Especially we have so many special donors from the Greekwood Church of Christ for the rally, the Lord's work. Especially we never forget our great soul, the Rebbe Lisson, who is the great encouraging. When he live alive, he provided a gospel van. And after his death, a great part of the money he given to us through the Greekwood elders and Greekwood Church of Christ. They are so kind and so grace. They send that money. So we have built a great building, Red Bullison building. It was for the children facility with attached bathrooms. And for the growing girls, we have separate bathrooms and separate facilities we can provide, we can able to provide to the poor people through the Red Bullison. And so many special donors given to whatever for the purpose of that Lord work. We always thankful to you all and the great souls. So many pass away, but they sent some money to the rally Lord's work. But we pray for those families and the great souls always in our prayers. Thank you, sir, once again. But we start the rally area Lord's work. I hope this is my strange language. I hope to do my best that you can understand, because English is not our language. I hope you to do my best, I think. Can you understand me, please? Okay. Actually, my voice is speed. Brother Bud and David Sargent and Mike Edelman also give some suggestions. Don't speed. Sir, thank you so much for your advices and suggestions, because how to speak in slow way. Thank you so much, sir. I bring some report to read among you. I'm not going to give any headaches, but by the glory of God is there in India through your encouragements. Dear and respected elders, deacons, ministers, saints, sponsors of the home children and widows, and special donors, and your families here at Greekwood. Greetings to you all from Raleigh Church of Christ and Orphanage and Preachers Training School, Raleigh area congregations, and from all the staff in India who are working for the Lord through all of your prayers, encouragements, and regular support. I am very happy to give this brief report and information about Raleigh area Lord's work and activities briefly, which is going on through your encouragements and prayers. The Raleigh Church of Christ was started on 1973. Mr. Pallati Venkaya, late, who worked as a government school teacher, he was converted to a Lutheran group. They changed his name as the Stephen because he was converted from Hindu religious group, and they hope he is working as like a Stephen who martyrdom from false leaders. Actually, his name was Venkaya, a famous Hindu god name, Venkateswara. So he changed his name as Stephen. He was appointed as one of the local Lutheran church, so-called pastor. In my childhood, by the grace of God, he is my father. After many years, we learned the anti-truth, and he converted by brother J.C. Bailey, who came as first brother missionary from Canada, who brought the New Testament truth along with Brother Joshua Gutam. My father obeyed the truth after much Bible discussion and debates with them. At last, he was surrendered the truth according to the scriptures and recognized the true church and doctrine of the New Testament. And his baptism of sprinkling was not correct and buried with Christ by the water baptism. We will union with Christ. So he was converted into Christ by water baptism and joined as a Bible student for 6 weeks at Kakinada School of Preaching. Of course, he was faced many problems when he was started the New Testament doctrine in the Lutheran Church. Once again, he was executed from the body of Lutheran pastors group, and he separated from Lutheran Church and started the New Testament Church as a Church of Christ in Raleigh, with 17 members, including my family members, and who were obeyed the truth according to the scriptures. My mother, name is Subbamma, one of the Hindu goddess name. She worked as a government employee on those days as a royal nurse. She also worshipped idols that many so-called gods and goddesses. Here is a great story of my mother said when she was pregnant in 1956. She had a dream that her son, myself, will serve the Lord. So my parents told the story how they dedicated me without my permission, dedicated me for his service through their dreams because they were Hindu converted and denominational thoughts and feelings when I was born, but not now. After my college, I received an appointment letter for the government job, which is security, family, benefits, and my many facilities, etc. But my parents not happy with that. So I rejected it and choose to serve the Lord in my humble thought. My parents sent me for Bible training at Kakinada School of Preaching on 1973 to 1976 batch, which was the third batch of that school. I had successfully completed with good grades. I received my Bible graduation certificate from the great warrior of church, the J.C. Bailey, in 1976. In 1978, I was married to Soba and continued to lead the problems, struggles, and trials from Hindu groups because we are living and grown up among them and establishing his church among a Hindu community where I was born, brought up to serve the Lord, and converted more than thousands. Since on those days, of course, we have so many saints there in heaven from Raleigh along with my father and my mother. So now, the number of the Raleigh congregation, regular attendance in worship service, 400 and 425. Several members of our Raleigh congregation moved for their livelihood like daily laborers, doing small business in other areas, settled in small jobs and works in other towns, and migrated to other countries. Many of them became preachers, some of them leading Sunday schools and ladies' classes, and became leaders. Some of them started new congregations wherever they settled in various parts of the Andhra Pradesh and other states. We always praise the Lord and very thankful to you all for your financial support, prayers, and encouragements for now and then. Raleigh Church of Christ have 3 elders and 5 deacons. Minister P.S.R. Jaipal, Associated and Youth Minister Mr. P. Paravin, and Assistant Minister for Local Meetings Sudhakar N. Weekly timings of services, Sunday school for children, 9:30 to 10:30. Sunday worship, 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. Evening worship, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Wednesday Bible class, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. And Friday ladies Bible class, 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. I am a Bible graduate. My father was a converted government school teacher and preacher. My mother worked as a government nurse. My wife, Soba, is a faithful woman and served the Lord and assisting me in many ways. She works with the women in the congregation and leads the ladies' classes as the women ministry and assisting in our children's home, maintenance, etc. I have 4 children. Number 1, Praveen, he working as a minister. Srikanth, baptized and married, he was completed post-graduation and completed Master in Law degree. At present, working as an advocate here in our local sessions court. 3rd one, Venkata Reddy, baptized and unmarried, completed degree BCA and BTech. 4, my daughter name is Peril Hams, baptized and married. Son-in-law is civil engineer, living in our nearby city, Rajahmundry. 1 grandchild, 4.5 years old. All are doing with my son-in-law are the members of the church and serve him in many ways in his services. My grown-up area is a child. I was born in Erali, brought up since lower school and high school graduation was completed here in Raleigh and junior college at West Godavari, Palakkullu, and a degree and Bible training was at Kakinada, East Godavari, state of Andhra Pradesh. When was the Badanjai Children Home established? November 1992, without any support or sponsors, as it was sudden happened due to heavy flood and cyclone effect. So many were died and so many lost their properties and belongings. Some small children lost their parents. So the local congregation took care of the orphans and poor for food supplies and accommodated through our prayer hall, which was newly opened for the church facility. This is a long story. But simply, this is a great plan of Almighty God. We started this offerings, but we know one family who is the sponsor of the Jaipal family as his servant, Brother Mr. Bud and Sister Mr. Joy McDonald, who were living at Katy, Texas. Prayerfully, we conveyed this important and immediate news about these orphanages and poor children who lost their parents on the cyclone and storm. We started as a temporary option, but by the grace of God, Mr. Bird and Joy passed this news of need to their daughters, Mr. Donna and Diana, who are living at Birmingham and worshipping at River Chase Church of Christ. They passed this important and emergency need to provide food, shelter to orphans and to the victims by the disaster. So God opened their hearts and hands through loving sister Carl Eccles, who at present at East Coleman after many years encouragements from River Chase. Now it is a great project through all of your prayers and support from the River Chase Saints, through the loving family, Mr. David and Ellen Wagner, and from Greekwood, through Bud and Joy McDonald family, and from East Coleman Church of Christ, through Dr. Bob and Mr. Carl Eccles family, who are dedicated their time, money, and taking responsibility about this orphanage, school, preacher's training school, and for the Riley area Lord's work. We are always thankful all our respected elders, deacons, ministers, and special donors. And the children's sponsors of these three congregations. And our special thanks to Sister Donna and Diana for their early encouragements for the Riley area Lord's work. Thank you all once again. The children are currently living in our home in number of the Bodanja Children Home 2004 and 2015, according to River Church of Christ. Children sponsors 56, Greekwood children sponsors 52, Riley Church, the local congregation supporting 8 children. The total number of home children 116. Daycare children also who are coming our school, they eating daycare day meal, and they go to their houses. That number, such number. 35 in school who are taking day meal through our school and children home through all of your prayers and encouragements. The Sangabja school, which is very important in that area because there is no any Christian schools, but nearestly we have one school that is a Catholic. The Catholic school is very expensive. There is no way to poor people and middle class people to join their children such kind of Christian schools. So when we started the children home, I am thinking about our children. If we had sent them out to the Hindu schools and government schools, there are many restrictions to Christianity. That's why we start simply the school with 40 children, with our home children. Now it will be, please bear with me, we started the Sangabja school in 1998. Our home children and nearly 30 on those days. We used to send them to government school, and there is no way for Christian teaching our values. As we feel it is more important, we'll bring up these children as good Christians with moral values. We started a chosen center, appointed a teacher and 2 more teachers, and we started as a school for our home children in our church building facility. Then prayerfully conveyed this need to Sister Carl Eccles and Revoche's sponsors of the home children through Sister Ellen Wagner. We purchased 2 little bit of sites supported by the Revoche Church and some of other individuals of that congregation. The year of 1998, Sister Carl Eccles' family, David and Ellen Wagner, and Francis Lewis, and some other saints help us for the school building facilities on those days. Now the children are currently in our school. Number of the children in our Sangabja school for 2014 and 2015, nursery 53 kids and LKG 52 kids, UKG 48 and first grade 36, second grade 39, fourth grade 22, the fifth grade 26, and 6th grade, 18, 7th grade, 16, and 8th grade, 15, 9th grade, 18, such totally 398 to outside and day scholars and our home children. So there is 52 preachers who are getting some support from Riley Church of Christ through all of your prayers and encouragements and regular support that are given support every month, $25 or $35 to each preacher. We need to raise their support according to the all prices are goes to very high. Even our transportation rates are goes too very high. Please pray. Working preachers supported by Riley Church are working to introduce the New Testament truth and the New Testament church to the new villages and towns as our regular work and commitment. We never dare to make our request to you that you may consider increasing support for the ministry. Even we have in a great deficit, but we continue our prayers for the preacher support that we need to increase. Whenever we raise the funds for preachers support for betterment of the rally area Lord's work, and we reach some more new areas and places where Christ has not preached and saved the lost. When was the school of preaching established? In 2002, we started this preacher's training school for our local preachers who are converted from denominational and other religious backgrounds, and for the local congregational youth development also. I worked as a Bible school teacher for 22 years at Bekavolu Bible School, East Godavari. With that experience, we started that preacher's training school for one day, that is Saturday, in every week due to our limited funds. The 40 students and 5 or 10 students extra due to their other duties. I am sure there are so many things that we have to do and doing in His kingdom. If any information or any clarification do you want from us, please kindly let us know. We are always thankful to you and praying for you all. Thanks to you once again and one and all, especially to our respected elders, deacons, ministers, missions committee, and all our sponsors of the orphanage and special donors of the other projects, in His name, for His glory. Our prayer, a personal thanks to Brother Bud and Mom Joy McDonald and his family for their love, hospitality, and encouragements collectively and personally. God bless you all. Yours in His service and task, PSR Jaipal, Minister, Riley Church of Christ, India. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you once again, one and all. We have some PowerPoint film. I brought not much, just a brief. Would you like to give permission? I will explain that. Recently, January, this third week, one of the respected elder from River Church of Christ, Frank Vampal, is working at Dubai as an officer, maybe it coastal officer. So he made a trip to India from Dubai. So he came to rally, and he stayed with us 3 days. He was enjoyed with the rally local congregation, especially the home children. Our home children are very impressive, because Brother David Sargent is a witness for that happiness of the children. How can they enjoy and how can they entertain the visitors? So such kind of way, the elder, very impressive for the home children. Immediately, he promised me, himself and his wife, and their daughter also promised 3 kids we can support. Immediately, their family going to 3 children supporting immediately. The such kind of way, he was impressed about the rally area, Lord's work, and the children home. I'm very happy to convey that thing to all of you. When we have received that, we welcoming through our congregation. Especially, we arranged that meeting for the Bible school graduation exercise. So many preachers are sitting there. They are singing. Our Bible school trainee preachers, they are singing and praising before they are taking graduation certificates. Brother Frank, one of the respected elders of the River Church of Christ, is giving a good examples for the trainee preachers who are going to field work. They are very impressing by his wonderful teaching. Brother Basa, some of the who are visitors, they know very well about him. He is our school administrator. He is lead the Sangabja school in better way. He is a wonderful qualified administrator. That's why our children getting much knowledge from the books. He gives the report, school report, in front of the respected elder. And also, they are going to certificates who are completed that 2 years training from our Bible school. Our home children, you can recognize there is a small boy, he is my grandchild. He is also joined the singing group. The small boy is my grandchild. This is the Sunday school program. The Sunday school attend our home children and our school children and congregational members, their children also attending for the Sunday school. It's a big Sunday school in every Sunday. The children, our home children and Sunday school children are singing and praising. In English also, we have three languages in India. We are utilizing three languages, one in Hindi and Telugu and English. We sing and praise all these languages to our God. I am introducing them to the children, Sunday school children, the guys, our guests. All the children are enjoying. This is the worship service of the children, their worship service and day. We are sitting in the floor. In all our services, the respected elder family, wife and their daughter and son-in-law. We are giving brief report. After our worship service, all our children eagerly to shake hands to our guests and host. We are very enjoyed, and that after worship services, and we are going to baptize some of the souls who are willing to come forward to get the baptism. We have the baptistry in our premises. With Jeff, his name is Jeff, is going to baptize. He asking me, please give me the chance to give the baptisms, because he's the first experience in India, in all of the, in his preaching life. So he's very enjoyed to give the baptisms. It's a record in his history. Because in India, there is no possibility to give the baptisms, because our government is very strict. But in our premises, no one can enter and no one can questioning to us, because such kind of way God will utilize us, and God uses such kind of force we can attack them by the manner, by the good manner. Some of the young people, we are singing and praising when we are baptized. All the cloud, we are very loud and we praise God in singing, because all the neighbors will come out and see the occasion, what is going on there. That's why we are singing and praising loudly and crowdly. So many neighbors and other people who are going to the roadside, you will come and enjoy with that Baptist service. Before, when Brother David Sargent and Brother respected elder Mike Edelman visited us, they are giving baptisms publicly in the canals and public places. We are very enjoyed that trip. We never forget that 2009 October. We are looking for that wonderful opportunity once again you given to us, and enjoy with us. We have so many baptism report. In every day we have target all our preachers to go in somewhere, will be baptized someone. Such way we are going to everyday business, soul saving business. All these people who are baptized all belongs to Hindu groups. It's very hard job, but it's very easy to God to change their hearts, catch their hearts. It's not our talents, not our expressions. God will open their hearts. They will come and baptizing and praising God among the Hindu people. All the Hindu people who are worshipping many gods, in everything is God. They're worshipping many monkey god and elephant god and snake god. Tree is God. Everything is, they feel God. So they are worshipping. Even our windows and our chairs and our beds, everything, they must be worshipping them. It's a very bad thing in our India. Sometimes we cannot able to tolerate that such kind of religious thoughts. But we are praying, just praying. God will change our nation. God will change our people from the idol worshipping. Not only single idol, but many idols they are worshipping. Many crores, millions of goddesses and gods in India. This is evangelism. We have so many. In meanwhile, please remember in your prayers, July 14th in East Godavari, Andhra Pradesh, going to celebrate a big festive, Hindu festive. It's we call it a Puskaras. All our nation people, they come to the Rajahmundry and that area to take a bath from the Godavari River, which is the Pais River for them. They are taking bath for 12 years once. The festive comes 12 years once. So this year, on July 14th, it will be going to start. So they are warning to buy telecast and buy PA systems and send the vehicles. No one Christian will be attend the such kind of attitude among the people. If they saw any Christian with Bible, they will go to kill and go to jail. And sometimes we cannot able to carry this Bible also on 12 days. By accidentally, we can carry this Bible, and that group, they will be cut off and I'll give the jail. So many preachers, we need to, 12 days, we go to outside and we never preach Christ on those 12 days. It's very tough days to us, because even praying and preaching and carry the Bible is also very dangerous on those days. Please keep in your prayers We are not going to against them. We are not going to against to work. But by accidentally, if they find the Bible in our bag, by find the Bible in our vehicle, they will catch. They are always searching for the such way of problems created. So please pray for us, for the people, for the preachers, most of them. If we can, without Bible, we cannot go there anywhere. We always Bible with us. But it may be, sometimes it will become offend us. So you please kindly pray for 12 days for all the Christian preachers and Christian population, because they are finding, as you know, as a crowd people can do anything. The crowd people can do anything. There is no reason. Without any reason, they can do harm the Christians. Such kind of time they are searching for the give the harm to the Christians. So please kindly pray for those days will be. God will kept us and God will protect us for all the congregations there in city. Thank you so much, sir, once again. Thank you giving this opportunity to speak with all of you and share the love and share the work, what is going on, really, India, especially among the Hindu people. Thank you so much once again for all your, for your love and care and concern, especially giving this opportunity to see all of you, giving this wonderful welcome and warm welcome we are getting, and also so many brothers giving good hospitality, chili and spicy, what we like. Yeah, it's a very, very, very great privilege to us, because they are searching and asking me what kind of chili you need, whether Mike Edelman is taking us at a wonderful Indian restaurant, whether David Sargent and Anita. Today we have the wonderful couples is giving good hospitality personally, and I'm very thankful to all of you in the every name, each and everyone. You keep in our prayers. My wife, she is the first experience. She cannot speak English, but she can understand English. That's why she is the first experience given this opportunity. You are giving this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, as your brothers and as your sisters. What care you have for the Rally Area Lord's work. I very appreciating and thankful to God and thankful to you all once again. Thank you so much, sir, once again.
Thank you, brother, for that report. Thank you for being here, you and Soba. And we love you and appreciate you, and glad that you're here, and we'll continue to pray for you as you travel through the states and give reports elsewhere. But want to conclude with our invitation song. If there are requests for prayers, or if you're ready to be baptized into Christ, want to give that opportunity this evening. And let's stand as we sing.